And now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Today, everyone is buzzing about the arrival of old Dr. Rent Favre, back to run the sports injuries department at Minnesota Hospital. Sales of the number 4 scrubs have been brisk at the Minnesota Hospital gift shop. However, the most buzz is coming from a darkened supply closet somewhere deep in the bowels of the hospital, where Dr. Gil Whitney and his nurse Helen Trent are in deep consultation.
Helen.
Gil.
Oh, Helen.
Oh, Gil.
Helen, I don't know why, but I feel so much more liberal here. On the left side of the hospital.
Gil, it's kind of like our own private town hall meeting.
I hope all my lines do not overwhelm you like they did in Rochester Sunday night.
Oh, Gil, it's so hard to be romantic down here in the bowels of Minnesota Hospital.
Come on, Helen. You're a gastrointestinal nurse. This can't possibly be anything new. Here, this will make you feel better. How about if I offered you one of these warm German roasted nuts? How about that?
Gil!
I bought them on the east side of Cosgrove here at our satellite clinic at the State Fair, but you must have the Blue Ribbon Bargain Book for a discount.
Oh, Gil, I'm sorry. I think I made the wrong call.
Well, then you'd make a very good Big Ten football referee.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to barge in, but I wanted someone to know that I've changed my mind. And I want to practice medicine again.
I don't believe that we've met.
Well, I'm Dr. Favre, Dr. Rent Favre.
Yes, and I'm Helen. And if you are part of the president's new health plan, then it's already working for me.
And I am Dr. Whitney, and Nurse Trent is my nurse. Thank you very much. What are you doing down here in the bowels of the hospital, hoping your career gets regurgitated, Dr. Favre?
Oh, Dr. Whitney, don't act like that.
Don't act like that? What do you mean, don't act like that? This is Minnesota Hospital. It's all bad acting.
I'm sorry, Dr. Whitney. I didn't mean to barge in. I just want to be a doctor. That's all I want to do. I just want to practice medicine at Minnesota Hospital. It was a hard decision for me, but I just want to be a doctor.
Is this on? Hey, you geniuses and jerks.
Why, it's sports medicine specialist Dr. Kidney Hartman. How did you know we were here?
I read it in Charlie Walter's column in the Pioneer Press. Hey, Favre, listen. I've got this Sunday morning radio show. You need to be on it if anyone's going to take you seriously. And don't say you haven't been forewarned.
Whoa. Oh, Dr. Whitney! Dr. Whitney!
This show has more interruptions than the morning news with Dave Lee.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney, the staff psychologist is here to test Dr. Favre to see if he really should work here at Minnesota Hospital.
Thanks, intern.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, this is so disappointing that you can't accept and welcome that handsome, tall, distinguished, brawny beefcake of a doctor into our Minnesota hospital health plan.
Come on, Nurse Trent. He spent years at Green Bay General. And we need to prove his loyalty to Minnesota Hospital. Yay! He's no different. He puts his pants on one leg at a time.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. By the way, Dr. Favre, can I ask you a question?
I'd be delighted.
Are you still number 4 on our roster?
Yes, I am, ma'am.
Well, I can't tell you how much I would enjoy seeing 4 play.
Well, I tell you, maybe I can throw you a pass someday.
Wow, this is better than that leak I got from the incontinent source in urology. Only I think Whitney might be more PO'd.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, here comes the staff psychologist.
Oh, finally, a psychologist who is able to figure everyone out. Dr. Sigmund Olson.
Well, how's she going then?
Come on, Dr. Olson, let's go. This isn't a church supper.
All right, Lutefisk for brains, who's the patient?
I guess I am.
Hey, Rent Favre, I've watched you operate for many years. It's a real pleasure.
Oh, for the love of Lombardi, knock it off.
All right, then, real good. Yeah, you betcha. Okay, then, here we go. Answer these suckers as honestly as you can, all right? Are you ready? Why can't Aaron Rodgers use the telephone anymore?
Because he can't find a receiver.
That's good. What is the difference between Cheerios and the Green Bay Packers?
Cheerios belong in a bowl.
You've almost passed. Tell Dr. Olson about the new line of Green Bay cologne.
You wear it, and the other guy scores.
Now, let's go to the bonus round.
Oh, gee.
What do you get when you cross a defensive lineman with the lady of the evening?
A quarter ton pickup.
Well, by golly. Like they say in proctology, it's good to shoot for the moon, and that is the highest score we've ever had from a former Green Bay resident.
Now, come on. So you're saying he passed?
Well, I'm a bit surprised, Dr. Whitney, but the old sucker can still pass, can't he?
Wait a minute. Let's bring in one more staff psychologist.
Hi, what a treat to be back in Minnesota again at Minnesota Hospital.
Hey, I sure love Flu Holtz.
Hey, Kidney Hartman, you're still the only reason I left Minnesota. Okay.
Come on, let's get on with it. This is Dr. Flu Holtz. He's the most renowned doctor of psychological sociopaths in the country. What is your degree, Dr. Flu?
That's a BS degree.
Hey, me too.
Wow, what a shock.
Okay. Dr. Favre, this is what I call a Wunderlich test. I wonder if you can still lick it. Old Coach Holtz can still inspire, can't he? It's unbelievable. Coach Holtz just gets it done, and now here I am on ESPN making almost as much money as Sid Hartman, and all I'm doing is slurring words. It's unbelievable. But here's that final question for Dr. Favre. Are you ready for this?
I just want to practice medicine. That's all I want to do.
All right.
And Minnesota Hospital seems like a perfect fit for me.
Okay, fine. Here's the key question, you young gunslinger. You know, I could still sling too, but I don't think you'd refer to it as gunslinging, if you know what I mean.
Is that the question?
No, I'm getting to it. This is a question, Dr. Brent Favre. Old Dr. Holtz needs to know this. It is the most important question for a marquee name like you. I had to answer this one myself, so here goes. Dr. Favre, did you just sign a 2-year deal?
Yes, I did.
Hell, you're in, good neighbor. That's the same thing I did. 2 years and you're out of here. Good thinking. You know, I think Minnesota has a new quarterback for the hospital.
Oh, Dr. Olson! Dr. Sigmund Olson!
Yeah, intern, what the heck is it then anyway?
Well, the couple with the relationship issues are here for their outpatient therapy.
What's their problem?
Oh, their problem? Oh, they have so many problems. They need counseling.
Good ad lib, intern.
Oh, yeah.
<That's me. pretty laughs> Hello, this is Sid Irvin.
Hello, Doctor. Well, hello, Doctor. Doctor, this is Carol.
Sid, why don't you lie on the couch?
I am the greatest writer of all time.
No, no, no. Don't lie to me on the couch. Just lay there now. Now then, why can't you two get along anymore?
Well, Dr. Olson, because he's a jerk.
She's a genius.
He's a stiff.
She's a do-nothing.
He's a little slow on the uptake, but...
I say C.L. No,
let him get his line in first.
Viagra.
Now you go.
I see C.L.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Wow. I feel like I'm in the Senate watching the health care debate.
Sid, here's what I want you to do. Sid, tell me, what was it that attracted you to Carol many years ago?
She was hotter than a ticket to the Gopher Air Force football game.
Carol?
Well, I told him his name must be MasterCard because he was everywhere I wanted to be.
Sid Hartman, whenever you're ready.
She was so hot, she had a built-in smoke alarm in her designer jeans.
Boy, I've had a dollar for every time I've heard you say that. Carol?
I noticed it took him a long time to remember that. Well, I told him he must have a large pen to write all those notes.
All right, too much information.
Hey, you two. I've got a medical opinion for you. You're both crazy.
Well, is Dr. Favre going to use his first audible and call Nurse Helen Trent? And is it true that Wisconsin State Police are cracking down on speeding in Green Bay, where for the first offense, they give you 2-packer tickets, but if you get stopped the second time, they make you use them? Those are just some of the questions that still won't be answered when Minnesota Hospital returns next week to the Minnesota State Fair.